I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We're back, and we are back to talk about the hot topic right now in real estate, and that is interest rates. So we have one of the best people to talk about interest rates about is Mike Bauer from Annie Mac. You're back in the studio. You made it a second time.
It's good to be back.
It is always good to see you back, too.
It looks different in here, too.
Is it different? Yeah, you weren't here with the wood walls?
No.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Okay, cool. That is a little different then for you. That's awesome. So let's jump into it right away. Let's talk about interest rates. This is the thing that's on everybody's mind. You know, everybody thinks it's like the end of the world that we're now looking at what? High fives? Where are we at right now?
Kind of in the sixes.
We're in the sixes. That's what I just was trying to be a little more positive. Yeah. We're in the sixes. Yeah.
I mean, depending, there's so many variables.
Yeah.
Like great credit. 20% down. I mean, you're probably like low sixes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but that's where it is. I mean, we can't, it's nothing we can do about this. This is right. Where it is. And we didn't think we'd be here this quickly though. And we talked about that.
No.
Yeah.
I think we did I did a forecast presentation to you guys, and I was basically telling you what Fannie, Freddie, the MBA, the NA, the NAR, everybody, what their predictions were.
A genie that you talked to had said something. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Everybody was predicting, well, rates by the end of the year will get into the high threes.
I know. It's crazy. Crazy, right?
Yeah, we went right past
that. What the hell happened?
Into the fours for a minute. I don't even, for a minute, we were in the fours.
It went for one minute.
Right to five.
We were at four for a minute. Yeah. So if you didn't get your application in that minute, you were screwed.
Correct. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
What made that go so quick? Yeah. What happened? So, why were we putting fake news out, Mike?
Yeah.
We were spreading fake news about the interest rates. Unbelievable.
Were saying that rates were going up. Just to what level?
What speed?
Nobody really had any
idea.
You know? So far, everything we did talk about did happen. It is happening right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
We talked about there was a high inflation number. The Fed was reacting to that by raising the federal funds rate, which is not the mortgage rate, but it's the federal funds rate. Mm-hmm. And that is their weapon against inflation. So their idea is they're going to try and get inflation under check as soon as... inflation is under check, usually rates will fall. Mm-hmm. And then, you know,
so you see light.
Recession is the word that people are talking about on the news already.
Yeah.
But we talked about that back in January. And, you know, now it's looking like maybe.
Yeah. You know what's funny about a recession, Mike, is, and Gary Keller talks about this. Mm-hmm. When by the time you actually notice you are in a recession, you're actually on the way out of the recession.
Correct.
Typically.
Yep.
Because it's usually a lagging, and you see it after it happens.
Yeah.
You know, it's like up there. It's like when you're driving down the road and you just pass the sign. You're like, ah, shit, there it goes. This just went past us. Yep. Same thing with recession. It's just going to go past us. And
correct.
So here's my thing.
We could be in it right now.
Yeah. So why worry about it?
Yeah. No. Everybody just goes to work and does their thing. And,
exactly. Yeah. It's not the worst thing in the world. It really is not.
No, it's like a reset. You know, we're kind
absolutely. Of, so it just went fast because inflation has just been going, gone crazy.
Right. So inflation, was higher than expected last month. We'll see, what the next number is.
Yeah.
But, you know, once they have an inflation under control, they're expecting that, you know, rates will come down again.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the meantime, you know, sales are down a little bit, but man, values are still crazy. The latest number I saw was like 18% appreciation year over year as of, and that was, I think, April's number. We're waiting for May.
That's going to change. But I think you're going to see that starting to tip over a little bit.
Yeah, and it should.
And it should. Exactly. I mean, we need
that. That's a crazy number.
Well, the problem is high interest rates, high prices, not a good combination.
No.
Before, when we had high prices, low interest rates, that works. Right.
Yeah.
That works, you know, because it all comes down to monthly payment.
Look at the payment.
Yeah, it's all mattered.
Yep.
But yeah, when it comes down to high price, and that's what has to happen, there will be a quick, as much as those rates went up, there will be quick adjustments on everything else.
Correct. Yep.
It's just the way it is.
Yep.
Monthly payments, what it's all about.
It is.
So I think we're going to see prices coming down. I see already I'm getting more listing calls than I've gotten in a long time.
Yeah.
And I think that's because sellers also realize that, you know, the fun times are probably coming to a little bit of an end.
Yeah.
And it's not going to plummet. I don't think we're going to see stuff go down 15% in overnight. But I think you're going to see some adjustments. And it's okay.
So you're talking about you're feeling mm-hmm. there's more phone calls. But when
Absolutely.
You look at the actual inventory numbers, they're still really low, right?
But they're higher.
Getting better.
They're
getting
higher. Better. I mean, I think we talked about this. We're over 400 now.
Yep.
And we made it through a weekend. Hugo, I've said this before. When you get past a weekend without losing inventory, that means something. Because what that means is that it used to be in the past year and a half, 2 years, when I'd watch inventory, we'd inch up a little bit and we get all excited on Friday. And then all of a sudden come back on Monday and I look at the inventory and it's gone. All the inventory is gone.
Yep.
So now what I'm seeing is the inventory is inching up and it doesn't change.
Yep.
So, and it's not that there's nothing going pending. There's enough feeding it now.
Yeah.
And that's what's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
So we're over 460. We're around 416 listings right now.
Yep.
I think last time we had a conversation, we were at 270.
Yep.
So it's getting there. It's not a lot, but it's getting seasonal too. But I think it's also just this change. People are getting ready to cash in before anything happens.
But you're still seeing houses go on the market and maybe instead of 10 offers, there's six.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's still crazy. And we're going to be a long time till that's gone. I mean, when I say inventory is getting better, I'm just being completely detailed about it, where we should be at 1,000.
Yeah.
It's all good. What I want to talk about, adjustable rate mortgages. When rates go up, I've always thought, okay, adjustable rate mortgage would be the thing to do. But I'm hearing on the street that maybe that's not the case yet.
All right. So normally, if you did a 5-year, 7-year adjustable rate, meaning that the rate would be fixed for 5 years or the rate would be fixed for 7 years, but it's really still a 30-year amortizing loan. Usually there's a spread between the 30-year fixed.
Yeah.
And maybe if the 30-year fix was 6.25, you could get 5.6 or 5.75 on a 5-year ARM, right?
Right.
But the problem is, the adjustables are based on the short-term rates and 30-year fix is based on the long-term rates. And what's happened is there's an inverted yield curve right now.
Okay.
So right now, long-term rates are cheaper than short-term rates.
Interesting.
And it's just a phenomenon that's happening right now. So it's hard to get an adjustable that's actually a lower priced thing than
I is that that's fix. Not normal though, right? Like when we had higher interest rates before, wasn't there always like you said a pretty good difference between the two?
Yeah.
And the reason people did them was for one, you could qualify for more home.
Yeah.
But the other thing was if you knew you were only gonna be in your house 5 to 7 years, that's a no brainer. Then just do it, you know?
Correct.
But that's interesting. So that's kind of off the table right now. But that's all right.
Well, temporarily, I know our company has just found a couple new investors
and
credit union type investors that want that money. And it is going to be a little cheaper, but we're about 30 days away from that.
Okay.
So
you'll have to let us know when that happens.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's coming and it's not a bad play when you think about it. You know, if you look at history and we looked at some of those slides and I didn't bring any to share, but mortgage rates follow inflation. And once inflation comes back, we'll probably see rates go down. I just listened to a video this morning from a guy that I've been following for 30 years and talks about mortgages and what's happening.
Yeah.
His prediction, don't hold me.
What did he say before? What did he say before, though, the beginning of the year? Was he wrong before or no?
No. Well, nobody predicted that the rates were going to go where they are.
Right. Yep.
But exactly what he said was going to happen is happening.
Oh, wow.
They are thinking that inflation will come back by the end of the year.
Okay.
And mortgage rates, he said, will probably be about 2% lower by the end of the year.
Wonderful.
Right. So if you're buying now, which you should, because if houses keep going up 20% year over year, buy now and then, refinance in a year.
Exactly.
Like when rates really settle back down.
And the reality is too, I mean, and not that you want to do it because of its tax deductible. But, you know, with the interest, you can deduct that, a certain amount of it, depending on your income and everything else. Right. But you can deduct a certain amount of your interest on your taxes. So, you know, if you're paying a little bit more interest, it just means you're going to be paying less to Uncle Sam.
Right.
Right.
Correct.
I'd rather put it in my house than put it to Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Uncle Sam. I mean, he's a very nice guy. But, you know, sometimes he just takes a little too much out of my pocket.
Sometimes.
So, yeah, I'm about ready to get rid of him as my uncle. I'll tell you that much. So, yes. Yeah, so let's keep moving on here. So rates today around, you said they're around around 6%.
Yeah.
Okay. You had said also when we were texting back and forth today, there's no 0% rate right now.
Yes.
Explain that one.
It's difficult to get a 0% rate.
Let's talk, you know, let's go into what that means.
Yes.
Because a lot of times when we talk about some of this stuff, Hugo looked like a deer in headlights when you said that or when I said it. So, so what's that mean?
Yeah. So on any given day, I don't get just one rate. I get a range of rates and you could be at 6 and pay 0%, meaning there's no additional closing costs, but you could also decide that you want to buy the rate down.
Okay.
Right. So I want to pay 1% usually gets me.
Now that's percent.
1% equals 1% of your loan amount that you're going to add to your closing costs.
So $200,000 loan, $2,000.
$2,000 extra closing costs so that I could go from getting a 6% rate to a 5.75%.
Got it. Right? Okay.
And usually when I get my range of rates, it goes all the way from 0%, or sometimes if I charge someone a higher rate than the 0% rate, I can actually give them a credit back towards closing costs.
Right.
So there's a premium pricing option as well.
Mm-hmm.
That just doesn't exist right now. Right?
Interesting.
So if the major institutional investors that throw out all this money that are, you know, lending the money, right?
Yeah.
So you think about, like, let's say, you know, we're selling a loan to Wells Fargo, let's say, right? Mm-hmm. And Wells is looking at all the same data that we are, right?
Yeah.
That rates are really high right now.
Yep.
They're probably going to come back down. All right. So if you're, let's say, you know, you're lending a $400,000 loan, the premium that Wells usually will pay is about 3%, right? So the government takes some of that money and you know, the person that initiated the loan or originated the loan will get paid. So they have to pay about 3% on top of it, a premium.
Wow.
Right. So let's say they're paying $412,000 for a $400,000 loan.
Wow.
Right. So that $12,000 goes out on day one.
That's gone.
Right. Now they get to collect the interest.
Right. Right. But that takes a long time to get that interest back.
It takes about 3 years to break even.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Well, therein lies the issue.
Right. And they're looking at this like, geez, we're going to give out this 6.25 0% rate. We're going to pay a 3% premium, but we're going to lose.
Yeah.
That all those people are going to refinance within a year or two.
And we'll never get our money back.
We're going to lose. So
that's interesting.
Because everybody's kind of on the same pattern of well, rates are going to be lower at some point here soon, they think. And we're
so there's no way. So the end game for them is them losing money.
Right. So if they price their loans out when they put it out there and there's really no 0% rate, then there has to be points because, you know, the government takes some
money. So they're trying to make a little money up front.
Everybody's got to be profitable.
They got to make money up front. Because if you're not making it on the back end, you got to make it on the front end.
Right.
Right. I mean,
right.
Otherwise you go out of business.
Correct. So
that's not good either.
Forcing this. Now, I think it's a short term thing.
Yeah.
I think it's going to fix itself, but the market was so volatile so fast that everyone has this knee jerk reaction of, everybody gets scared and like, let's be careful. We don't like lose our shirt here. So I think they're all watching to see what's going to happen and how fast this is going to turn around. But I think it's gonna.
You know? Yeah. You know what's funny? I realize that, and you've been in the business a long time too, like myself. And you know what's really amazing is in 30 years, I've never seen the same sequence of events happen at the same time.
Yeah.
It's always something different.
Yep.
There's always something that's put into it that's different that makes this time more unique. Yes, we can learn from history. We can go back and say, oh, well, that's different. That's going to happen again. It never happens the same way.
No.
It never does.
Now, COVID,
Threw a big wrench into things right
That's a big thing, right?
Huge thing.
That was a big thing that happened. And there's a lot of stimulus thrown into the economy and there's just money. And I think it's driven up a lot of things.
Well, there's not, this is what the best way I heard this said is that there's not enough product for the money. Mm-hmm. There's actually so much money out there that the reason we're in shortages is that when you have that much money in the market, there's not enough supply of things to purchase. The best part also about us getting back to traveling is travel is an endless supply, pretty much within reason. It's an endless supply. So when people spend their money there, like going to the Bahamas or Bermuda or wherever to an island, that's not something you can grab onto, like an apple or an egg or whatever. Yep. And it's just, I just think it's amazing. It's incredible. It's right, exactly.
Yeah.
So go on vacation is what I'm trying to say. Go on vacations, you know, buy a house, you know, do all those things. Don't stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right?
So what are you seeing in the market right now on your side? I feel like there's a lot of people that, there's always in our real estate market, there's always a certain number of people that get married and have babies.
Sure.
And, you know, there's always a reason to buy real estate, right?
Absolutely.
And I feel like, you know, maybe some people took a pause because rates are, you know, went up. And so they're trying to wait and see what happens. But there's so many other people that just, well, it's my time. I need a house. And rents are terrible. Like
crazy,
you know? So it's still cheaper, even though rates are, you know, six.
Absolutely. And you know what I'm finding is buyers that I've been working with for the past, 2 years that still haven't found anything. They're coming back out. And I'm noticing if I look at my computer and I see that they're looking at listings and things like that.
Yep.
So I think this is going to also bring the buyers back that were getting depressed and didn't want to do anything or they were. So they just got to get reapproved because the interest rates changed a little bit. But, you know, I think it's like I always say, interest rates does not change the market. It just changes what you can buy.
Correct.
It doesn't change that you can buy. You can still buy. Yep. It's just going to change what you can buy.
Yep.
You know, that's all. It still works. But that's what I'm starting to see. I'm starting to see a lot of different things. It's definitely a shifting market. In which way, I don't have a definitive thing to say yet, but it's shifting. There's a movement. And it's a good movement, though.
Yeah.
Because buyers really need to have some room.
Yeah,
they do. Need a little
room. Affordability is a thing.
Oh, right? Gosh.
It's kind of come back where, you know, maybe people on average were making 1.5 times what they needed to make
last talked about
year.
That.
Yep. And now they're only making about what they need to qualify for the average home. So
that's changed.
Yeah.
So that's changed.
And, you know, hopefully, you know, if the rates do come down a little bit, that helps a little bit. But, you know, we didn't really need incentive or there was so much demand. I mean, this had to happen. We had to
correction
demand down just a little bit.
Correction.
To get back to something normal.
Yep.
So it's probably all good.
What was the rate? Just curious real quick before we end. What was the rate like January 1st or January? Do you remember?
Well,
what was it?
It was 3.5.
It's incredible.
So
is that the biggest spike you saw in the shortest amount of time?
No. So back when I first got in the business I got in the mortgage business in 1993, it was a huge refi boom.
Yeah.
Huge.
I was in 92 when I got in. So huge. I kind of remember that.
Rates got down to 6.375.
Oh, you hear that? That's funny, right?
And it was huge. People were refinancing like crazy.
Yep.
And then something changed overnight. Within 1 month, we were at 8.5.
Wow.
Yep.
Interesting.
It went up that much in 1 month. So,
wow.
I mean,
not quite as bad.
And, you know, this was in the 90s and it was a different time.
Absolutely.
And everything's different. And now the problem is, you know, we've had such a big period of time where rates were below six.
Yeah.
So six sounds high.
High. But, not high.
It's not really that high
at all. But, anything else you want to end on?
Yeah, no, I think
we had nothing to talk about yet. We talked for 19 minutes. How does that happen? I don't even understand how that happens. Yeah. But so things are moving. You can still get a mortgage. People are still lending money.
Yep.
House, there's more inventory coming out. This is actually all good stuff.
Yep.
It's all good stuff. And yeah, the rates are a little bit higher. They're going to come back down. Yep. We feel pretty confident about that, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely. So just keep looking. And here's the thing too. Don't ever try to time your primary residence. Nope. You need to find a place to live. You need to find a place to live. And you're never going to time it correctly anyway. It's kind of like saying, oh, we don't want to have a child right now. Well, you know what? You're always going to say that.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you have children. And then you're like, okay, it's fine. It's good. So I don't know how I get into that from there. I don't know. That's weird. Let's have the next show about children and having children. How's that?
Okay.
We can do that.
You're going to invite somebody else on that.
Yeah, it's not going to be you. Yeah. Don't worry, Mike. It won't be you. It'll be somebody else. All right. That's it. That was Mike Bauer from Annie Mac. Oh, my gosh. Everything is okay. There's no more doom and gloom out there. All right. So go out and buy a house, buy something. All right. We'll see you soon. Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.